Our story begins at Andrew's apartment, where Alexandra and Adriana have just arrived and are talking with Andrew.
Andy, I hate seeing you like this. What does the doctor say?
He says I'm all right for now. And I'm taking some medication he prescribed.
Andrew, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but if there's anything I can do for you...
What could you possibly do, Adriana? There's no cure for HIV, and I can't even afford to pay for this apartment, let alone the medication in the future.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Well, you still have your job. You said it was paying you well.
Oh, Alex, you just don't get it. My job wasn't as a party planner like you thought.
Then, what exactly were you doing?
Take a wild guess. Everyone has always jokingly called me a gigolo. So, well, I guess there's a bit of self-fulfilling prophecy going on here.
What are you saying exactly, Andy? You talk like you were out prostituting yourself or something.
How do you think I got this goddamn disease? Don't you see? The cosmic forces are paying me back for all the years of sleeping around and living off one socialite after the other. This is my punishment.
So, all the times you worked late and said you were planning parties?
I was actually out screwing some lonely socialite women. Is that clear enough for you? And because of that, I'm going to have to suffer for the rest of my life.
Oh, God, Andy. Andy, I don't even have the heart to tell you how stupid that was.
And you know something, Alex? That may be one of the worst parts of this. I look at the two of you over there, and I see nothing but pity in your eyes. You feel sorry for me, and I hate that.
Look, there's nothing we can really say right now to make you feel better, but you can manage this. People have lived with this disease for years, and they're fine. I mean, look at Magic Johnson, or Greg Louganis.
Those guys have money. What am I going to do? I have nothing. And for the first time in my life, I don't even have a plan how to fix it.
At her apartment, Serena is talking with Dylan in the living room.
I talked to Uncle Jack yesterday. He really wants to make some kind of peace with you.
Look, Serena, I know you have a soft spot for him, but he and I are never going to be more of each other than what we are right now.
Well, I guess I was hoping that something good might come from Dirk's death if you and Uncle Jack grew closer.
In an ideal world, maybe that would be possible, but not in the world of Endicott Software. And it scares me to think how he's going to screw up that poor baby. At least Dirk and I had Mom for some normalcy in our lives.
Look, I know there are a lot of walls that have been built up over the years, but if you let your guard down even for a minute, you just might realize he's not as bad as you think.
Serena, you're wasting your breath. We all just have to accept the reality that dear old Dad is always going to put himself first and everyone else last. It'll never, ever change.
In the Upper East Side, Andrew is walking down 58th Street, trying to clear his head.
You've walked all over town, Andrew. No amount of thinking is going to make this go away. I just wish I had a plan or
some answers, at least. Oh, a church. Maybe I should go ask for some divine intervention. Oh, well, why the hell not?
Hello there. What brings you to our church today?
Oh, I need help. Really bad. And I had no other place to go.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.